You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello everyone, a very warm welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. Good to have your company. You join us on Friday's edition of the podcast, looking ahead to a busy day of racing. Got action at Sedgefield, at Huntingdon, at Lingfield, at Thurles, at Wolverhampton and at Dundalk. You can join us live for all the action on Racing Radio from 12:05 on Friday afternoon. It'd be good to have you with us for all of those meetings on Friday. Sam Norris here and joined in the studio by Chris Pimlott, who's hopefully going to point in the direction of a winner or two on Friday. Pimus, how are you, sir? Are you well?
Very good afternoon to you, Sammy. Yes, I'm great to be here and delighted to be asked to help out on the podcast.
You're always first up with the volunteering for the podcast,
well,
aren't you?
That's it, because I'm just love to hear my own voice.
Oh, well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and when I get lonely at home and I just think nobody's talking to me, I'll listen to the podcast.
God, good. Yeah. Good.
Avid listener.
Been keeping busy?
Oh, tell me about it. Flat out we are. Very busy indeed, but not complaining, especially for the time of year.
Point-to-point season must be well underway now, is it?
Yeah, we had one runner a couple of weeks ago at Cottenham, which is near Newmarket.
Right.
She ran okay, finished third, so all right. It's the big opening meet this weekend at Mick Easterby's Sheriff Hutton point-to-point, which is the start of the Yorkshire area point-to-point in season. Big attendance will be there. William Hill actually sponsor the Men's Open.
Is that right?
So I believed, and you obviously won't be going, Sam, but some of our esteemed colleagues are actually going to be there, wined and dined.
Really?
And one of them, who looks like a bouncy castle, but it's actually a human being, he's actually going to present the prizes.
Kidding me?
I'm not. This is serious. This is hot off the press.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Blimey.
I got that from a fellow bookmaker, but that's another story.
Did you now?
Yes, indeed.
You got your fingers in all the pies,
haven't
you?
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Listen, the guy who's presenting the prize on Sunday, he has eaten all the pies, trust me.
Right, okay. Well,
narrowing it down now, aren't we?
Yeah, you are. I think I've got a good idea of who it is, actually.
Yeah, good.
Will you be in attendance?
Yeah, we've got a couple of runners.
Yeah.
The filly that finished third, she runs in the 3 mile maiden, and we've got another horse called Toot Parry, or if he's in Yorkshire, it'd be Toot Paris.
Yeah.
He runs in the other maiden, 2.5 mile maiden.
You're, of course, bilingual, so you can show us versions.
Indeed, of course we can. Of course we can. Yeah, we've actually a runner in France on Sunday as well. So.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah. Pinmont Junior's been making a couple of forays over, hasn't he?
Not this time though.
To France.
He's staying on these shores.
Right. Okay. Just before we get on to some of Friday's racing, just a quick word on sort of the grumbling that we've seen, if you like, from some of the racing public this week as regards Nicky Henderson, Altior and his possible participation in the Sauvignacco Conti Chase this weekend, which of course he isn't going to run in now. Announced that earlier on in the week, still held the entry yesterday. And I gather, just talking about Altior going and looking into the future, the Champion Chase is the only race that he's entered in now at Cheltenham as well. So there's been a few grumbles about it, Pimmers. Are people making mountains out of molehills? Understand the frustration?
I can certainly understand the frustration. And I think, you know, more than likely it was an error of judgment on Nicky Henderson's that he got his stable sponsor to give the announcement rather than it actually coming directly from his office. I think if he'd come back from his office and they said, listen, Algie's not quite right, we're thinking that he's not going to take his chance at the weekend, I don't think that would be an issue at all. And people would have said, okay, well, that's good. We're in the picture. As it is, he drifted like the proverbial barge before it was announced. And again, as I say, it's come from the yard sponsor. So I think yeah, really and truly, and in hindsight, Nicky Henderson Law, I think, yeah, we maybe made an error of judgment there.
Yeah.
But by the same token, I think some are trying to make a mountain out of a molehill.
Well, I was surprised that the BHA had gone to the trouble of sending a vet to that doesn't seem common practice, that.
I wouldn't particularly say it is, but what they're going to try and do is to establish if that is the case, that the horse is not quite right.
Right.
On the other hand,
surely it's his prerogative to run it whether it's right or not.
Well, listen, Nicky Henderson or no trainer worth his salt is going to run his horse if they're not right.
No, so, but you know, of course, but what I mean, if the BHA go there and they decide that actually he is right.
Yeah, well, again, that young fella would be very, very difficult to do, because what they'll say is, well, he's coughed 3 days
right,
ago.
Oh, right,
so
okay.
How are you going to prove that?
Yeah,
it's
our
word against yours. Or actually, he had a temperature 2 days ago. Or actually, he had some gunge coming out of his nose.
Is this not a bit of a waste of time then with the BHA sending a vet there?
I think it's them trying to
be seen to be
correct
something
that's not quite right. But I don't think actually that was a great idea. And I don't think that the vet can come out and say, well, actually, we found something wrong with yours.
Yeah.
You know? But I think, again, as true to BHA, they usually try and sort the thing out when it's already been messed up, you know, when it's all too late.
Yeah.
So I think that's it. And interesting, again, Rafe Beckett, you know, no jockey or jockey should be sponsored by a bookmaker. Well, yeah, OK, that's fine. But what about all the races that the bookmakers sponsor? Mm-hmm. We do actually need them.
Yeah.
I know. And the sooner some of the people get a grasp on that, I can also understand where he's thinking of conflict of interest.
Yep.
But I don't think, certainly, the major bookmakers are bothered in one way or another regarding inside information and stuff like that. I just don't think that works. I don't think it happens either.
Okay. We will look ahead to Friday's racing now. Then, of course, a busy day of racing on Friday. We're going to start at Lingfield with a really nice-looking Class 2 handicap. And I've got prices for this as well, Pimmers.
Oh, well done, you. Good lad.
I didn't have prices earlier
at
on.
Last, you're on the money, little fella.
Finally done something you've asked for, haven't
well
I?
Well done, yeah.
Do you want to hear the prices?
I want to fly away, yeah.
This is at the time of recording, of course. If you listen to this podcast, the prices may well be different. Powerlink is the market leader here at 2-1.
Okay.
Fox Power second in at 100-30. Moha Reb is third in at 7-2. 11-2 for Reeves. Librisa Breeze is 13-2. And Baby Steps is 12-1. This is a welcome surprise, this race, isn't it, Pimmers? I didn't expect to see a race of such quality on the Lingfield card.
Absolute smasher. I mean, £19,000 guaranteed to the prize money, so that's all good. You know, you've got horses rated 100 plus in here. Librisa Breeze, again, very good horse in his day, but he's found it difficult to win for quite some time now, so things would really have to drop well for him, I feel. Fox Power ran plenty well enough in defeat last time out behind Assimilation at Chelmsford. That was over a mile, drops back to 7 furlongs tomorrow afternoon. That could well suit him. Powerlink, the favourite, well, he's interesting. Ran behind Radiance at Suttle again over 7 furlongs last time out, beaten 3/4 of a length. He was the favourite on that occasion, and he possibly, for me, underachieved on that day. Now, whether that was the surface at Suttle that just didn't bring out the best in him, that remains to be seen. But, you know, he's a fair horse in his own right, and he was in great form throughout last season. So certainly a major player tomorrow afternoon. Reeves has been in great form for the Cowell Yard of late, notching up a hat-trick of wins for him. But again, he's going up the weights a little bit there. Muhareb interests me. Got a £5 penalty for that win at Lingfield last time out. But I do feel that the Appleby Yard's in great form at the moment. Mm. And Luke Morris riding plenty of winners. And then you've got Baby Steps, who's way out the handicap, carrying £6 more than the handicap suggests. So two chances, little and none for Baby Steps.
Yeah, fair enough. The pick?
Not original. Powerlink.
Yeah. Yeah, and Ben Curtis riding out of his skin on the all-weather at the moment, isn't
he? Yeah, great form, great form. And again, it's interesting, these boys have decided to stay in these cooler climbs rather than head over to Maidan and places like that. And he's getting his just rewards, Ben Curtis.
Yeah.
Had a great turf season, continued that on through the winter.
Yeah, it seems to be having a serious crack at the all-weather title as well, and is leading the way at present. The 2 o'clock at Sedgefield is where we're going to conclude the podcast. Handicap chase over 2.5 miles this time around. 7 of them go to post. No prices this one at the time recording, Pimmers. You can't have it all.
You can't have it all, goodness gracious.
You'll
me.
Have to price this one yourself.
Well, there you go.
As I'm sure you do with every race.
Well, thank you, Sammy, thank you. You've obviously been looking into my Filofax and seeing my speed figures.
Indeed.
But that is another story. Anyway, we're going to look at this competitive handicap chase at Sedgie. Interesting that Instant Replay. Do you remember that? Instant Replay.
No, I
can't remember who sang it. Mountie would know. Okay. Anyway, he won the race last year. Comes back to defend his crown in this race tomorrow afternoon. And he certainly is going to be a player, that is for sure. Runswick Bay makes his reappearance after 937 days from an informed yard, that of Anne Hamilton. And Hughes takes the mount, so despite that absence, you'd imagine there might be a little bit more to come from Runswick Royal tomorrow afternoon. Flowery's been in great form of late, course and distance winner in the past. But again, haven't seen him for 287 days, but is a C&D winner. Always a plus. Protect the Flow, 29 days since we saw that one run when finishing third behind Daily Mail at Newcastle. That was over 2 miles. Steps up a little bit further in trip tomorrow to 2 mile 3. He would be interested in the bet in that one. The Paddy Pie disappointed when he ran 86 days ago. That was at Wetherby. When he jumped right throughout the race there and has a bit of a break, so might have just had a little bit of an issue on that debut run at Wetherby. Instant Relay, we spoke about, been running well without getting there for a little yard for a while, but Brian Ellison's horse has been in reasonable form of late. Espoir d'Or, is that how we say it?
Yeah. Well, perfect French.
Though. Perfect French.
Could have been in a cafe in Paris.
Oh, having a nice little coffee. What is the ones that's really black and strong?
Espresso,
yeah. Nice espresso with a nice cognac. That would be very French, wouldn't it?
Little drop.
I don't think it'll be happening at Sedgefield, but there we go. Maybe not. Deauville on Saturday.
Yeah,
could
true,
be.
True.
But anyway, Espoir d'Or won well last time out when beating Benny's Secret at Musselburgh. Made all the running on that occasion, jumped really well. And I see no reason why this 6-year-old son of Anna Bar Blue can't put back-to-back wins together for Daryl Jacob, who returned back to action yesterday with a winner. Ben Poling's horse are in better form of late. And the only other one that makes the lineup is Show and Go, who's been big prices of late and again needs to find an awful lot tomorrow afternoon to trouble the judge.
Espoir d'Or then, the choice at Sedgefield in that 2 o'clock race. Join us on Racing Radio from 12:15 for all of the action if you can on a Friday. Pimmer, thank you for that. Illuminating as always, and enjoy the action and enjoy Sheriff Hutton the weekend.
Can't wait.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.